Hi there, today is May 12th and it is Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all those beautiful mothers out there. Today's actually a really hard day for me because my beautiful mom died. Oh, it was about a year and a half ago. And, you know, every so often it just really hits me. And today's that day. It just really, really hit me that she's gone, and I just really, really miss her so much. And, you know, I feel like we all have these things to bear, like these things to, I remember when I used to be interested in the Bible, and Paul talked about the thorn in his side. That he had asked, I think he said he asked God 3 times to take this thorn away, and God never did. And I always wondered, like, what the fuck was Paul's thorn? Like, what was that? But, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting how we all have these things. We all have these things that are hard. Like, my mom's always going to be gone now. That's always going to be difficult for me. And you know, somebody else might have something else that, you know, I've had these surgeries. I'm never going to have a really functioning body like I used to. Like, there's just, like, we all have something. You know, some people have kids who are on drugs. Some people have, you know, loved ones that are, you know, suffering with diseases or whatever it is. And I feel like if we're waiting for life to get good, if we're waiting for this time that everything works out, we're just waiting our lives away. And that's my message today, is to stop waiting your life away. And, you know, I feel like we have this all so backwards. And it's taken me a long time, like 50 years to really get this. But it's like, we're always trying to get somewhere else. We're always waiting for life to work out. You know, we want the job, we want the business, we want the success, we want the relationship, we want the career. Like, we want these things, and then life is going to be okay, is what we're taught, what we believe, what we're trying to do all the time. What if we're actually here to create those experiences by being happy first? Like, what if we're never going to have those experiences unless we do it? And I'm here to tell you that that's actually 100% the point of life, is to become what it is you want, to recognize that you are everything you seek. We have everything that we need. We are everything that we need. And all we need to do is uncover it, to release ourselves from these needs and these wants, this lack and this limit, so that we can actually vibrate at this frequency of love and peace and joy and truth, so that we attract those things to us. But we're trying so hard to get somewhere else. I really feel like this is the masculine way of doing things. Is this trying? Is this goal setting? Is this doing? And I don't know about men. I know about women. And I am really getting how it looks to be a feminine in this world of really over-masculined everything. And to me, what I continue to see is the feminine waits. She enjoys. She expresses. She loves. She gives. she receives. There's no part of the healthy feminine that wants or needs or tries or pushes. You know, she doesn't set goals. She doesn't do any of these things. And like there's the human part of us that does those things. That's not the healthy feminine. Those are the unhealthy parts of our psyche. And it's not to judge them. It's to rise above them and to recognize that, okay, this is what I feel drawn to do, but or pulled to do, but that's not what my inner beautiful true nature is actually craving. My inner true beautiful nature, which is the healthy feminine, craves joy, craves expression, craves fun. And that's why no matter what is happening in life, we're here to still enjoy. And I know this because I was sick for so many years. And when I was so sick, I made a commitment to myself that I was going to keep finding joy every single day. Oh, I actually forgot about this part. It was my first cancer journey that this really came obvious to me. And every single day I gave myself something to look forward to. I actually journaled every day, you know, 5 things that I was grateful for. I think it was a couple things that I was pissed off about. And then there was something that I could look forward to. And whether it was a movie, like a funny movie, or a treat, a snack to eat, I always, always gave myself something to look forward to. And I forgot about that. And that journey, I would go to the lake, even though I was too weak to really do anything. I would still go to the lake. I would sit on the beach. I would, you know, be in nature. Like I just, and even when I went for chemo, I would go, I would get a Starbucks. I would get a you know, what are those called? Sausage and egg McMuffin from McDonald's. It is so unhealthy, but I didn't care. I just wanted something that I could look forward to. And my beautiful sister, for this last cancer journey, I had 16 rounds of chemo. She wrote me a card for every week and put a gift card, a different gift card in every single package. So she gave me 16 of these when I started my journey. And that really helped me so much. I would sit down in the chemo chair. I would, you know, drink my Starbucks and have my sandwich. And then I would open the card from my sister. And it was just so beautiful. And that's what we're here to do. Like, there's no excuses, right? Like, why are we making excuses to not enjoy? Why are we waiting our lives away? Every single day, we need to do something that we enjoy. Not because it's going to help us lose weight. Not because it's going to help us do this. Not because, no, like, absolutely no purpose in it. I love riding my bike. That is my fun. I love sitting outside. That is my fun. But what I actually realize is that I don't play as much as I would like. So this is really interesting to me because I'm recognizing that I don't have as much joy as I would like to. And I actually had this really cool idea the other night about these classes that I want to do. And they're based on like self-care and healing, but also play. And that's what I want to do with women is have a group where we get together and we do some healing work. We get into the moment. We do some, you know, guided healing journeys through dance. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to different businesses and find different products that are going to be sensual, like they're going to put us into our bodies. So yummy food, because, you know, all of our senses need to be used and excited. That's how we enjoy. We enjoy life through our senses. So I've got some cool ideas because I already know some places that I want to go, you know, to get cool foods and different, you know, things that smell really, really good and things that feel really, really good. And I don't want to spoil it by giving all my ideas out, but I think it'd be really, really cool to have a group that gets together every week, and this is what we do. Every week we do something different. And like I said, I don't want to give away my ideas, but play is definitely going to be involved. Grounding into the moment is definitely going to be involved. Dancing is going to be involved. Expressing is going to be involved, and it's all going to be magical and healing, but it's going to be fun because we don't necessarily do these things on our own. But and you know, sometimes, like, we do it with our kids, but sometimes we need to get away from our kids and just have fun alone. And that's what I really want to do, is I want to create that container. I'm really starting to see the things that I want to do. Definitely relationship work is a huge thing that I really realize that I want to do. And I mean, there's always relationship work to do, whether it's with our spouses, with our kids, but with ourselves. Like, if we don't have a good relationship with ourselves, we can only love others as much as we love ourselves. And that's why I'm seeing these new parts of, like, what I want to do. Because you can't have a healthy relationship, like I said, with others if you don't have a healthy relationship with yourself. Well, one of the most important things to do with yourself is to play, is to be in nature, is to enjoy life. And sometimes it's hard to know what to do, to be able to think of what to do, and to take the time to do it. So I want to create this container where women can come together, and I'm going to create this space of joy, pure joy, without our kids, without our spouses, I don't have one, but without our worries, without our doubts, without our fears, just fucking be, in joy, just really enjoy. So this is kind of setting itself up as one of my new missions in life, is to put, I want to put a Facebook page together. I want to put my website, a part of my website together, where I can actually find different places in the province, different products that are homemade in the province that people have, that people use, that people do, to bring joy into their lives. So I'm going to start looking for things to do and share it with other people. I'm going to start looking for products to use and share that with other people. I don't know, maybe someday I'll have a little trade show and invite these people to it. Like, maybe do some little self-care workshops. I don't know. This could turn into so many different things, but I feel like this is definitely a huge part of what I'm going to be doing in the future. So, but you know, it's not like, oh, I'm going to wait until this is done. Well, I'll wait until that's done. Oh, I'm going to wait. No, don't wait. Don't wait your life away. Start now. Like, really start now. It doesn't, and that's a big thing for me too, because I may not have people signing up for these classes for the next 6 weeks or 6 months, but I'm still going to do it because that's my, you know, I feel like my role in everything that I do is to be the change and to do what it is I want other people to do, to inspire other people. So I am going to do the play. I'm going to go look for these fun things to do. I'm going to buy the fun products. I'm going to use them. And that's going to inspire other people to do it. So that's me not waiting. I'm not going to wait for people to sign up for my classes. I'm going to run the classes whether I have people or not. And that's how, I'm going to, that's how I'm being accountable. Because if I'm telling you don't wait, then I can't wait either. So I'm going to do this whether I have people sign up or not, because I really want to have more joy and fun and play in my life. And so I'm going to do that. I'm going to create that container for myself and open that container to other women when they're ready to join. So anyway, for my Mother's Day, I actually got a really, really, really great meal that I'm so excited to eat. And that's a part of my joy of the day. Sitting in the sun was a big part of it. Meditating. And actually, I did some cool work too. I made some posters and did some new stuff on my website. And for me, that's always fun. That's actually a play. Even though there's a bit of a purpose to it, it's still fun for me. So I'm going to find other ways to play, other things to enjoy, and I'm going to keep sharing them, and I'm going to keep doing them because I want women to really start to enjoy life. Otherwise, what the fuck are we here for? Like, seriously. So it's time to enjoy. Enjoy this life, this beautiful life that we've been given, no matter what we're going through. There's always, always room for joy. And making that room is what's going to help us heal from everything else. That's what's going to help us, you know, attract the relationships, the opportunities, all those wonderful things. So I thank you so much. I will talk to you hopefully tomorrow. Take care.